Today's episode of Final Girls Horrorcast is brought to you by the most awesome Nick B, Elizabeth, Monica, and Matt N.
You're listening to the Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Lovelies, and thanks for joining us on the 122nd episode of Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we'll be discussing two films that deal with secret communities, Wakewood and Apostle.
For you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so continue at your own risk. Wakewood is currently available on Prime Video and Shudder, and a possible. Almost had it. Apostle is streaming on Netflix. So check those out. I can't even speak today. Jeez Louise. Check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener.
See, all these
and
years.
And I'm fired.
All these years and I thought it was me. But it's really just the amount of talking I do. If I make you talk more, it's not just me.
I've also been drinking gin for the past hour and a half while I was talking to my dad.
I don't know. A possible is maybe my favorite word.
A possible, starring Dan Stevens.
Anything is a possible with Dan Stevens.
How true is that, Amy?
I don't know. I don't even know what's happening.
It's very true.
Carly and I were just talking about how sleep deprived we are.
I'm so sleep deprived. I'm working on 4 hours of sleep right now and also gin induced. So we'll see how this is going to go.
I mean, sleep is just not even important anymore, is it?
Nope.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it is.
Nope.
Oh, sleep deprived Amy is almost as bad as drunk Amy. So we'll see how this goes.
It's going to go well. I'll tell ya.
But before we jump into these films, let's get started with the segment that we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is Ma, with a May 31st release date. It's directed by Tate Taylor, who previously directed The Help and The Girl on the Train. And it's written by Scotty Landis, who has previously written for shows like Workaholics. The IMDb summary is: a lonely woman befriends a group of teenagers and decides to let them party at her house. Just when the kids think their luck couldn't get any better, things start happening that make them question the intent of their host.
Totally thought this was a joke movie.
Really?
Was waiting for it to kind of, I don't know, like it was, the trailer to me kind of felt like satire-ish, but it's serious. I don't know if that makes sense.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a Blumhouse movie. Is it a Blumhouse movie? I don't know.
Now I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. It says...
it said like the producer of...
Blumhouse producer.
I Get Out and like Happy Death Day.
It says from Blumhouse producer of...
Oh, that's a weird... Oh, I see that.
What is
that's
that?
Weird.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It makes no sense. It's like, see our movie because someone involved with this movie was one time kind of involved with these other movies that you probably liked.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just looking now. And the production companies are Blumhouse and Wyola Films.
So why don't they just say not from the Blumhouse producer of?
No, that's a really weird way to say it. Just say Blumhouse. People know Blumhouse.
So, yeah. So bizarre. So bizarre.
And we have Octavia Spencer in a horror movie.
We do.
Which is new. Apparently
we have Gaston.
Apparently Juliette Lewis is also in this movie, which is a little weird for some reason. I don't know why. Is she a mom? I'm guessing she's a mom, which to me, Juliette Lewis does not play mom very well unless she's like a drug addicted, like trailer mom. I don't know why. That's just who she is in my brain. That's the character she plays. It looks fine. I mean, the end looks kind of brutal.
When she like runs over the person.
No, at the very end, where she's like holding kids hostage and like abusing them and stuff. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It almost with the
bedazzled hat.
You know what I'm kind of thinking this feels like a little bit is like a reverse Nightmare on Elm Street and not Supernatural. Like she's like using the children of the people that abused her in high school.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, you know what I get that. I was like, okay.
It's a bit of a stretch, but that's like what came to mind.
I feel ya. I'm there.
It's kind of like,
I'm with you.
She's like Freddy Krueger, except she wasn't necessarily evil to begin with. Maybe she was.
And she's wearing a bedazzled hat.
I love her bedazzled hat. I'm all about it.
I think that's what we should wear to Monster Palooza. We should get some jean bedazzled hats. Denim bedazzled hats.
And just get you reference this movie that no one's seen yet.
Exactly.
You guys will get it later.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where like the movie comes out a month later and people are like, oh, yeah, that's why those girls were dressed like that at Monster Palooza.
Exactly. We're just ahead of the game, really.
That's so weird. Let's not do that, please. So I don't know. This movie looks weird. Do you want to party at some random lady's basement? Like,
no.
Even in high school?
Especially in high school. I mean, let's be real.
In high school, kids make dumb decisions, especially when they just need a place to drink. I mean, I remember being in high school and just needing a place to drink, you know? But, you know, like, that's why the woods and, like, parking lots exist. Right?
Yes, 100%. Parking lots.
I'm not saying that's any safer
than woods.
Octavia Spencer's basement, but apparently it is.
I mean, you're not getting, like,
I mean, this never happened to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and held hostage. So you won in that situation, Amy.
I mean, most...
You're the winner.
I just don't think it's realistic. Let's find some random lady on the street to buy us beer, where usually it's like, you know, someone's has a older brother or sister, or like has a fake ID, or I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't know. It's something's not clicking here for me.
Yeah. I'm not too keen on seeing this, but like in theaters.
Sure.
But I mean, I would stream it.
I am curious.
I'm so curious, but again, not theater curious.
Curious, but not optimistic is really how I'm feeling about it.
I don't need to like go to the theater to see this.
I need Octavia Spencer. I mean,
I do too. She is fantastic.
She is fantastic. It's also a little weird that we don't have, these people do not have a horror background. Like,
no.
This writer director team, they're not horror-y.
No.
At all.
No.
So, I don't know.
It's going to be a toss up, guys.
It could go either way.
Who knows?
But,
not me.
But, you know. Blumhouse, from Blumhouse, producer of whatever the fuck that means.
What?
Who the fuck wrote that? It's on the fucking poster.
Yeah. Yeah, it is on the poster. Someone read that and was like, put it on there. Print it.
Like, is it like a specific producer from Blumhouse? Because here's what it says. It says specifically from Blumhouse, producer of Get Out and Happy Death Day. But that doesn't even seem like grammatically correct to me.
No, it doesn't.
From the Blumhouse producer, but just from Blumhouse producer doesn't make any sense.
It just sounds weird and I don't know. I don't know what it's supposed to mean, but I know that it's a red flag. That's all I'm saying.
The popularity meter on IMDb is not encouraging. It's just like a giant red arrow down. Have you ever seen those? Have you ever paid attention to those?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that's 100%. Based off of, but it's a giant red arrow down, which
it's
cannot,
like nobody wants to know about
which
it.
Which cannot be good. And also, it's coming out in like 2 months, and I have not heard of this until now. So,
no.
Also not encouraging.
No.
You know what we do have coming out, and by the time this airs, it will already be out, is Us, which I totally forgot was coming out so soon.
I totally did too. I thought it was like, I thought we were months away from Us.
I was kind of hoping we would be, because we have Us and then we have Pet Sematary coming out early April. So it's like,
now
I don't know what to do with myself. Are coming out in like a couple weeks. What the fuck else are we going to watch the rest of the year?
Yeah. Is this episode really coming out before?
Yeah.
What?
It comes out this Thursday. Tomorrow. Oh my
God. I need tomorrow to like
night.
I can't even go tomorrow night.
I know, you're going to have to go Friday like the rest of us.
I can't go Friday. I'm going to be drinking on Friday. That sounded weird.
That did sound weird.
my work friend girlfriends and I are having a girls' night.
Then you can go Saturday.
We're getting booched up, like with alcoholic kombucha, because that's what
oh my God.
LA people drink. And wine. And also wine.
Here comes the pretentiousness again. Jeez, Carly.
Shark pants.
Are you wearing your shark pants?
I am wearing my shark pants because I felt like it was only appropriate because I am drinking gin. And I also have BB-8 socks on. So I'm bringing it back.
Bringing it back to what exactly?
You thought I was pretentious and then you realized I am not because I am the worst.
I feel like you use your BB-8 and socks and your shark pajamas as like a shield from pretentiousness.
See, if I didn't speak on this podcast, nobody would be any the wiser about my pretentiousness. Am I pretentious?
No, not even a little bit. I just like fucking with you. You're like the least pretentious person I've ever met.
I was like, wait a minute, I'm talking like an asshole.
No, you're really not. Am I pretentious? But you do talk a lot like about LA things, which just that's why it's the joke.
I don't remember.
Also, didn't you just say you're gonna go get what was it?
Kombuched. Booched up.
No, that's horrible. Please don't say that again.
100%. Thank you.
100% what? 100% you're not going to say it again, or 100%?
No, 100% it's like happening. The worst. And it's also going to happen, but on Friday, not right now. Right now, it's my gin and Trader Joe's orange soda.
Oh my God.
Not orange soda, blood orange soda. Does that make it better?
No,
I don't know. But I said it. We're having the same conversation we had last week.
If it was slice, it would not be pretentious at all. What do you mean, does that make it better?
That it's blood orange?
Yeah. Blood orange.
I don't know if you've ever had the blood orange flavored seltzer 100% from Trader Joe's, but it is delicious.
100%, Carly. Blood orange soda water is way more pretentious than slice. I mean, that's not even a debate.
Well, that's, I mean, yes, 100% I get that. However, I don't know. It's delicious. And I love seltzer water that's flavored with fruit, particularly citrus.
Can we talk about horror movies now? What is happening?
I don't know where that came from or how we got there.
Well, you were talking, you were providing excuses to why you weren't seeing Us.
Oh, on Friday. Correct.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, I will do it.
Okay.
I should probably buy my tickets, but I'm not going to do it right now. But I almost just picked up my phone and did it. Okay. We're going to talk about Wakewood from 2009. Jumping right in. Directed by David Keating. Do we have any popular?
Just
I'm looking right now.
Read the next part.
Written by Brendan McCarthy and David Keating. Both worked on Cherry Tree. That I've never heard of. Have you?
No, but I just thought it was funny because it's about a tree. And this one's called Wakewood, which is also kind of about trees.
They love the woods, yeah, let me tell you.
Lots of wooded movies.
The IMDb summary is, the parents of a girl who was killed by a savage dog and granted the opportunity to spend 3 days with their deceased daughter. What?
Read that again.
The parents of a girl who was killed by a savage dog are granted the opportunity to spend 3 days with their deceased daughter.
You're fired.
Sorry, guys. Okay.
Well, that's all you have to do this week. So you
thank God I'm almost done. My favorite thing about this movie And I tried to post it on my Instagram today, my Carly Final Girls one. Mm-hmm. But Instagram was broken all day, yeah. So it didn't work.
Social media was broken.
My favorite thing about this movie was, it's true, social media, Facebook and Instagram, but they're the same company, so whatever. Makes sense.
And WhatsApp.
And WhatsApp. And Google was down the other day. The apocalypse is coming. It's fine.
It's true.
But my favorite thing about this movie was actually your texts to me with the timestamps so that I could avoid animal savagery.
There's lots of it.
There was a lot of it. And Leia's not obviously emotional.
Not approving.
About it.
Not approving of it.
No, honestly, I think there's a raccoon that just fell off the fence outside of my window.
It fell Leia. Off the fence or it jumped
it fell off
the
fence?
Fence.
I mean, they're fat and clumsy, so I'm going to go with fell. Leia, it's fine. But that's my favorite thing about this was your amazing timestamps.
Did they help?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
There was because a lot every of time, them. There were a lot of them. Every time something happened and I was like, I'm questioning this, I exited the room. But my favorite was definitely the one that I sent to you. I'm trying to find the text message. At 22 minutes and 10 seconds, I thought to myself, actually, I said it out loud, which is weirder. I was like, oh God, he's going to get murdered by the ass of that cow.
Yeah, he did too.
And he did get murdered by the ass of that cow. And then he got stepped on.
Yeah. And what did I say about it? I was like, at minute 22, it seems like it's going to be bad, but then the animal has vengeance. Or something
yeah,
like that.
Seems like it will be bad, but it's really just bad for humans.
No, there we go.
Yeah. I love 4750. They save a dog, but you won't like it.
Yeah.
Was also
they
a good
do
one.
Save the dog, but you won't like it.
You won't like it because the car has to hit the dog first,
yeah, exactly.
Which I know because of the text message, not because I visually saw it with my eyeballs.
Well, the funny thing is about this movie is all the animal, not animal cruelty, but like all like the hard to watch animal stuff is like very sudden and you don't see it coming. So it's not like a normal movie where I can be like, oh, like you'll kind of see this coming and you'll close your eyes. Like I'm like, this came out of nowhere and there was no warning. Sorry about it.
It's so funny because I kept on like being like, okay, what time are we at? All right. I have this much more time before something crazy happens. And then I was either like, I can handle this or I can't. And I'm exiting the room for a second.
Did you like the movie otherwise?
I actually did.
It's pretty good, right?
It reminded me of one of those horror fest movies, like the After Dark. I don't know if you...
like an IFC Midnight or something?
No, they used to have... I know that they played them at Regal Cinemas, and you can see them... they're like a DVD collection, but it was called... Now I have to look it up. It was called like something After Dark movie. Oh, fuck, now this sucks. But it reminded me of that.
Okay.
Or you talk a little bit while I look for this.
Will do.
Thanks.
You're talking a lot today.
Guys, when I tell you I've been drinking for an hour and a half, I've meant it. I'm not a drinker. This doesn't happen very often.
So we have Littlefinger from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And we have Wormtail from Harry Potter.
It's just a match made in heaven.
It's really just like all the best things.
No, that's like literally what it's called, After Dark Horror Fest.
Well, there you go. You had it right the first time. Why did you doubt yourself?
Because I don't know. But they used to do this like for like, I only remember it being for 2 years, but they would have like a bunch of horror movies that nobody's ever seen of or heard of before in the theaters. And you could go see them for like $5. And then they all the next week were like on sale at Best Buy for
$5. There you go. I don't remember that. That sounds like
it reminded me of
shit.
That movie. Have you ever? No, because I lived in Boise at the time.
Oh, really? Have you ever
heard of the movie Dark Ride or... Baby Chloe Grace Moritz was in one of the movies.
No, but I remember you talking about this before.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've just never witnessed it.
Shout out to anybody who's heard of this.
But this movie is kind of like really super similar to Pet Sematary. And I don't think I realized it before.
But with people.
I like it, though. Like, it's still creative, though. Like, there's still, like, some really creative elements. There's really no villains. Mm-mm. Like, everything that everyone's doing makes sense to me.
I feel like Littlefinger is kind of a villain at the end.
I mean, people make selfish decisions because of grief, but it's not, mm-hmm. like, malicious.
I mean, the last scene, you don't think? Like, the last shot, even, when he's, like, implying that he's just going to basically like cut the baby out of his wife.
No, because
you don't think that's malicious.
Well, he's trying
with that devilish grin on his face.
No, because I think he's trying to save his baby. It's still not malicious. It's still like he wants to save his baby. He has nothing left. He's able to bring his wife back for 3 days, which, by the way, I'm very surprised they're letting him do that.
I thought the same thing. I was like, no fucking way that they're like assisting him doing this.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is like, okay, well, we know she hasn't been dead for a year, so this can't possibly go wrong.
Right. They're like, well, she just died. Yeah. It's not like he can lie about her death.
And
like
he's
the
still
kid.
Like part of the town now.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost his whole family. So, I mean, And I mean, and him bringing her back to take the baby, I mean, I think a lot of people would. Especially if you have the skill set, which he obviously does.
He is a doctor.
He's a vet. Yeah. An animal doctor.
Amy's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, he's not like a human
doctor.
He's
a veterinarian.
I don't think he's ever performed a C-section on humans before.
But no.
It can't be that different.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of weird. I mean, I get it.
It's kind of a weird ending, but I get it.
I get it, too, 100%.
The only part I don't get... Also, how is she pregnant? And how does she know she's pregnant, other than the fact that her daughter told her?
Yeah, where do they go that she's like, oh, like, my daughter's so excited for the baby? And then she's dead. I don't know.
Because she's talking like how she's going to give birth in the afterlife.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It was kind of weird. I don't understand how the afterlife works.
You don't understand how the afterlife works.
In this movie.
But, I mean, it seems like she's just going to have her baby in heaven with her kid or mm-hmm. wherever with her kid. And they're going to have a family and he's there stuck by himself.
Right.
So he's like, fuck that. I'm taking the kids, so I'm not here by myself.
Right.
I don't really think that's necessarily malicious. It's selfish. But dude's going through some shit.
For sure.
He lost his kid and his wife and his unborn child. It's a lot. That's a lot of loss.
That is. Yeah. Especially because she was going to leave him to begin with.
You think?
Well, I mean, she was trying to, like, leave at the beginning before they found out that they could bring the daughter back, and they were like driving
no
to
they
leave.
Were trying to leave the town. They weren't she yeah. wasn't trying to leave him,
right? She I mean she wanted to leave that
oh,
place.
Oh yeah,
though.
yeah. I thought you meant she was trying to leave him.
No, she was trying to like leave Wakewood.
I think this movie's worth watching.
I do too. I love the visual of this, like them pulling the children or the wife out of, I don't know, that whole ritual was really cool to me.
The visual is really cool. I think one of the timestamps I gave you for animal cruelty was actually the first time that happened and I didn't remember and I thought that was an animal.
It was the dad of that woman that they asked?
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's creative. There's some like weird culty stuff, but it's not necessarily a bad cult. And I mean, it's kind of like Pet Sematary, but not. And I don't know. It's different. It's worth watching. Cool little like indie horror, Irish horror film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too many people have seen it, but I watched it a few years ago and really liked it. So I'm glad we got to chat about it.
This is my first watching.
Your first watching. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed it. I thought it was very interesting. I haven't really seen anything like it before.
No. And I liked how, like, it does have some pretty gruesome kills and, it's definitely horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes movies like this, you're like, is it horror movie? This one is.
Yeah. And well done.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Same. I liked
it. Maybe we should check out Cherry Tree, which I believe is streaming on Prime right now.
I'm down. I'd check it out.
Word.
Word.
All right. What are we doing next?
Oh, my God. Go. Proceed.
Go. Our next film today is Apostle from 2018, written and directed by Gareth Evans, who previously directed The Raid, The Raid Redemption, and VHS 2. The IMDb summary is, in 1905, a drifter on a dangerous mission to rescue his kidnapped sister tangles with a sinister religious cult on an isolated island. A drifter? Is he a drifter?
That's weird, because it's like, no, he's there to save the sister, right?
He's 100% not a drifter.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it says drifter.
He's a gentleman on a dangerous mission.
He's Dan fucking Stevens.
Is he called a drifter because he has like super emotional beard at the beginning? Like,
I mean, he was tortured.
Right.
During the Boxer Rebellion.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. He's got some feelings.
It's like some emo shit.
Yeah, he's saying. Emotional. I coined the phrase for myself while watching The Notebook when Ryan Gosling grows his emotional beard. And so that's just what I call it.
Okay. Was not aware of that saying.
It's nobody is.
I got it now. I mean, now the whole world is. And by the whole world, I mean our 10 listeners.
There you go, guys. My gift to you. Which he has only for like 10 seconds of the movie before he is off on the boat.
Well, he has to become a gentleman.
Exactly.
He's very smart. He's got some weird ninja moves, which doesn't really seem to fit very well.
He has total ninja moves. When he's like on the little stick at the end.
Yes!
And he's like, "Aya!" Except yeah, he doesn't
shit comes
say
out
that.
Of nowhere.
Yeah. I was like, oh. And it's so funny because at that like moment in time, I was like, I should watch The Guest again. And then he was like, yeah. Wah, wah. And I was like, I should watch The Guest again because there's a lot of that.
He did not make that sound.
In my head, he did.
What did it sound like?
Wah, wah.
Oh my God. I can't handle you right now. You're out of control.
I'm tired. I need a nap for the whole night.
Yeah, he has some, like, highly intelligent ninja shit,
yeah.
Which I don't know that necessarily, it's weird, because, like, I feel like he's two different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Like, there's, like, apostle version of Dan Stevens, and then there's this, like, a super intelligent detective slash ninja warrior.
Yeah, yes, who comes out at night.
Comes out only at night.
Or after someone's been tortured to death.
Yeah. That part is a little, I mean, here's the thing. This movie is great. It does a lot of really great things, but it's a little too long. It gets really weird, and that part doesn't make sense to me.
The torture part?
No, his weird ninja detective.
Oh, okay. I was like, it makes
knowledge.
Sense. Yeah.
He's a cartographer. He draws maps.
Yep. I mean, that's just Dan Stevens. Do we really need a reason?
And that's true. That's just he brings that into every character.
Right. Those are his skills.
Yeah. He's still David from The Guest.
Correct. He's got a little bit of that. He's got a little bit of this. Yeah.
You know what I love in this movie is like the music that they play in the town.
Mm-hmm.
I want like an entire album of that to play at all times.
That would be amazing.
It's got like that really slow drum beat.
Yeah.
And, like, the fiddle. It's like there's something about it just makes me real happy, and I want to listen to it at all times.
I agree.
Music's great.
The music is great. And this, like, I feel like this movie is so bizarre because
it's really weird. It gets really weird.
It gets so weird. It starts as one movie, and it's, I almost, like, I watched this movie when it first came out, but I didn't watch it again on purpose because I knew that we would do it at some point.
Right.
I forgot how brutal it is.
It's really brutal.
It's all of a sudden. So brutal. But not even all of a sudden. Like, at the beginning, like, there's people cutting their arms. There's people slitting throats. There's that scene that they impale the guy every which way. That's super awesome. There's just so much going on, which kind of doesn't seem like it at the time, but is like holding your hand till the final moment where like just shit gets crazy and like holes are drilled into people's heads.
Yeah. Once the torture devices are introduced.
Oh man. I was like, oof.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
Before then it kind of, it could almost be considered like action movie gore. Mm-hmm. But then once the torture devices show up, you're like, oh, this is like legit horror shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because like violence and like horror movie violence are not the same thing.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah. And it's so good because it's like you don't see anything.
Right.
It's kind of like the visual of like when, you know, you're watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, he hangs around the hook. Mm-hmm. You feel like you've seen it, but you didn't see anything. It's kind of, it's like that. We're just
it
like.
It is very much like that.
All you need is like this drill thing coming out of his head with like all the hair kind of matted onto it that you're just like,
right,
fuck.
And the acting is also amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan Stevens, as we know, he's not only gorgeous, he is a fantastic actor. He kills every role he's in. He just
11
does.
Out of 10.
He
goes to 11 every time.
Truth.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even if he wasn't super handsome.
Yeah.
You would still have to give him props as an actor,
yes.
Right? I mean, he just does it. But, like, all of the actors are killing it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of really good actors in this film. And I think that adds to that effect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the reactions and everything really add to the violent factor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not for the faint of heart at all.
No.
And, you know, it's funny because, like, the first half, like I said, it's almost, it's not an action film, but it kind of reads as, like, one of those, like, old-timey kind of action-y thriller films.
Right, where, like, a few brutal things happen.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, this is serious. Yeah. And then it just kind of, like, next level.
And then it flips it.
Yeah.
It's almost kind of like Bone Tomahawk in that way,
yes.
I guess, where it's like the first half functions as one type of film and then the second half reads more as horror.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know about the second half. Like,
I mean, it gets real weird.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Which I like weird. But I,
it's like this weird fairy witch who they,
she's a goddess.
Yeah. Fairy witch who is, they trap and feed blood to.
Yeah.
They talk about, they live in a, like on this island of like poison soil, but things grow there because of a goddess that they've captured.
Which apparently you can do that.
Yeah. Surprise.
Surprise, you can capture goddesses.
And they have this like
thorns
guy who reminds me of something out of Silent Hill. Who like
wicker face guy?
Yeah. Yeah. He's very, I don't know.
It's like a full.
You don't?
Oh.
What was that?
That was my phone. She thought I said, "Hey Siri, I don't know."
Oh.
And so she answered, "You don't?"
No.
That was weird.
I feel like my phone has been listening to me constantly and it's freaking me out.
I mean, my phone is listening to me right now.
It's so creepy. Ah. I need to turn that shit off because I don't like it. Anyway, yeah, you know, she's a goddess, but she's kind of witch-like also. But I don't know. It's weird. But I will say this, that they're trying to do something, which I think they're fairly successful at, in tying a lot of the negativity that surrounds organized religion and, like, seriously pointing to a lot of these things. You know, we have, you know, even back in the day, they would blame like bad crops on, you know, people did something bad.
Right.
You know? So they're taking that theme and playing and throwing it out. And then there's also, you know, the whole missionary aspect of religion and how like Dan Stevens is basically a missionary, right?
Yeah.
And he's going and trying to convert people to Christianity and how that turns out for him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's killing and torture in the name of God. There's, you know,
I mean, they've kidnapped a girl for ransom so that they can continue.
True.
With their way of life.
Yeah. They hold God captive for their own personal wealth and gain.
Mm-hmm.
They do the whole leave it in God's hands thing and then let animals and people die.
Right.
You know, there's war. There's an exchange of power and people being thrown under the bus as false prophets. Mm-hmm. There's gang mentality. There's force feeding, like literal force feeding of this goddess. There's like a lot of like interesting ties to the negativity that surrounds organized religion. Mm-hmm. I think that's I think they handle it well. There's a lot of symbolism there, and a lot of just like legit straight. It's not even symbolism. You know what I mean? It's
I mean, the guy like, that's like leaving, there. Whose son gets murdered. Like he's at the boat. He's fighting with what's the main guy's name?
The
main prophet guy.
Malcolm.
Is that Malcolm? Okay.
Yeah.
He's even says like this place is broken. Like we moved here to create this beautiful way of life, and it's broken, and we can't fix it. Like. It's too far gone, you know?
Yeah. So it's interesting, and it's not necessarily putting down religion as a whole. It's putting down people using religion mm-hmm. as this way to control and do terrible things, and how it can easily turn from good intentions to selfish and horrifying, and in trying to keep control of others and their feelings and their passions about religion, like using that to control people. And it's just, it's interesting. There's definitely a lot of really good stuff here.
Yes.
It is a little bit jumbled at times, but I appreciate it. I think it's really smart. And I think a lot of it's done really well. Some of the goddess stuff is weird. And I think because it does get so violent, that also makes it a little weirder than if it wasn't. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, it's a little strange and hard to like. Like, I remember I'd seen this before and it wasn't that long ago. Like, when did this come out? Like, middle end of?
I think it came out 18? In November.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I remember when this came out and I didn't see it that long ago, and then I was watching this with Tony now this time, and he was like, how does it end? Because I turned it off for a little bit. He's like, how does it end? And I was like, Dan Stevens dies and the sister gets away and there's something with a goddess and I don't really know.
The only thing that I remember
really remember
from the last thing was Dan Stevens dying in the grass and the like leaves growing out of him. That was like the last thing that I remembered.
Yeah. It's just, I don't mean it to sound like it's bad or that I didn't like it. I really like it. I think it might've just been a little too heavy on stuff. I think it could have been a little shorter if it's long and it feels long.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
But you know me, I don't like super long horror movies.
Yeah.
Get in, get bloody, get out, you know. But, you know, at least there's Dan Stevens to look at the whole time. So
his eyes are something else in this movie.
Oh, my God.
Like, every time, it's just, like, the blue, like, I don't know what it is, but it's there. It's something.
You know what's funny is the time his eyes are the bluest are when he's in like the blood cave.
Oh my God, yes.
And he's you're just like covered in blood and you see him from far away. It's just like blue eyes and blood.
Yep.
It's such a good visual, though.
It's so good. That whole scene is so creepy. I'm like, oh God, you're going to get in there.
Yeah, Tony was watching that scene and I was like, don't be afraid of her. She's good.
She may not look it in that blood water.
She never looks it. She's terrifying.
She is terrifying. I do love the visual of her taking her thumbs and those little thingies coming out and pushing them into his temples.
Yeah, that's how he shows him. That's how she shows him what happened to her.
It's so cool. I just like the visual of it.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, she's, I don't know. I don't know what Wicker Face guy is all about.
Me either. I really felt.
Or his story. I don't think that was necessary.
No, that's what I was going to say. I feel like the only reason why he was there is so we could have that extra layer of Dan Stevens getting mutilated on that thing, which wasn't necessary.
Yeah, he's that kind of like a early 1900s version of like a gimp, right?
He's just there to feed the goddess, but then why isn't he protecting her from the evil? It's very strange. I don't really understand that whole thing.
No, I don't really get it. I mean, he looks creepy.
He does. He looks like he's from Silent Hill.
I don't really understand the point of him, like, other than just to be the torture-y guy.
Yeah.
Like, how did he come to be? It seems he just seems so out of place in this community that's supposed to be so, like, pious and religious.
And then there's just this weird guy that lives in the shack.
We have a torture guy? We just have a torture guy now?
Yeah.
Who brought the torture guy here?
It's very strange. I don't know what the torture guy's purpose is.
It's a little out of place. I don't think it 100% works, but it's good. It's really good, and it's really worth watching. And there's a lot of really good ideas.
It's brutal.
But I don't want to talk shit about it, because even where it's not quite hitting, it's still like successful and trying. Mm-hmm. I guess is the way to put it.
I enjoy it, but I feel like this is one of those movies where I'm like, every once in a while, I'll revisit it, but I probably won't pay attention the whole time because it is really long. So I'll kind of come in and out and I'll be like, whoa, that was intense. And then, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's. When we both watched this when it first came out, I mean, we were very excited to see this. We're very excited to see any Dan Stevens movie.
Oh, yes.
And we watched it and you were like, okay, let's do an episode on it. I was like, I need to wait to see it again because that was long and intense and I don't think I can watch it again right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. That's why I didn't watch it again, because I was like, I need to devote time to watching this movie. And if I watch it again so soon...
Yeah, I still couldn't watch this all in one sitting. I had to split it. I couldn't do it. I tried.
Yeah.
It's really long and it gets really intense and I just like, I don't know. I knew that if I kept watching it, I just wouldn't really be paying attention. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
That happened to me. Well, I like came in and out of it, I feel like.
Yeah. There's...
Because there's definitely parts that could have not been in there and we would have been fine as viewers.
Totally. Totally. I don't know what those parts are, though. I wonder if it would have been fine if we didn't get the whole side story with the girl and the boy getting pregnant. Like,
yeah, but then have like the takeover of like the crazy dad who's like
totally.
a total son of a bitch.
It definitely helps move the story along, but I think that part of the story didn't drag for me, but it is the B storyline in the movie that maybe isn't 100% necessary. Like, they probably could have gotten where they got another way.
Sure. I kind of feel that way about Lucy Boynton's character too. The daughter, it's like, I really don't feel like she necessarily adds or takes away anything from the story, except for like that she makes Prophet Malcolm like second guess things a few times.
Well, what I think that these three characters do is that they show the difference between organized religion and how it helps people and love and how it helps people.
Right.
Like there's this dichotomy, like push and pull between these things where, you know, you see these people who have love and compassion in the community and how they're not necessarily rewarded for that.
Right.
And then how eventually love will overcome all that shit, but there has to be like a big give to make way for that. I don't know, it's just, it's a really interesting, I do appreciate what those characters are doing,
oh,
but
yeah,
it does make the story a lot slower.
Yeah.
I wonder if Dan Stevens' backstory didn't need to be so intense. Because I don't know, I mean, I know that his character goes through this, like, this like turnaround where he was really religious and then he goes through this torture,
right,
and does no longer believes in God.
I will say that is a beautiful scene. His
and
like
then at the end he's more religious again. Like I can appreciate that, but I don't know that that part really hit home as much as the other stories did.
Other than the visual of like him getting branded with the cross, like that's
which was intense.
Really it was a beautiful scene. But
biggest brand ever, by the way.
Yeah.
That thing was huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge.
Super crazy. But I think you're right. I don't know if we necessarily needed to know that from him to understand where he was coming from.
I mean, that's the whole point of the title, I think. But like overall, I don't think that was my takeaway from the movie.
No.
As much of the whole like love thing did. Because we have the love between brother and sister, which is really beautiful. We have the love
between
young
father
love.
And daughter. Between
we have father daughter love. Yeah, yeah, there's like a lot of and sometimes and I don't know. I like it. I really do.
I really like it too.
I like all the themes. I'm just not 100%. It's a little clunkier than I want it to be, I guess is really what I'm saying. But that doesn't mean that it's bad. It's really, really good. And I am excited to see more.
I'm into it. I like it.
I like his other movies, too. I mean, really like The Raid and Raid Redemption.
I never saw the second movies. One.
You see it. It's good. They're all good.
Would watch another.
Or we have another Dan Stevens horror movie coming out, too. Did you see that?
I did. What's it called?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
Me either, but it's coming.
I have to remember things. It's directed by Dave
James
Franco.
Is it Dave or Dave?
It's Dave Franco.
What?
Yeah.
The Rental? Lucy in the Sky?
Yeah, the rental.
It's in pre-pro. Dave Franco with Allison Brie. Leah.
His wife, right? They're married?
Really? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like Jeremy Allen White.
I don't know. Let me look who that is.
He's
that's
from
the
Shameless.
Guy from Shameless.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a good cast.
Yeah.
I love Allison Brie, too. Like, I'm a really big fan of Glow.
Yeah.
So,
and we've got the girl
her.
From A Girl Who Walks Home at, I can't even say it. A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Sheila Vand.
Oh, girl. Oh, yeah. Look at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm here for this.
So we got a good
cast.
I mean,
I don't
cast.
Know how I feel about Dave Franco as a director,
he's
but he's probably fine.
He's fine.
He's probably fine.
Just making those big decisions. It's fine.
I just love. Can we all the horror movies with Dan Stevens, please?
Yeah.
We were just talking about like, oh, we don't want to do this movie because then we have no more Dan Stevens movies
to
talk about.
Then we're gonna have to do the guest again.
Yeah. Well, but now we have the rental.
Very excited.
Hanging in this. On the sidelines, ready to be tagged in.
Yep. They need to start making this ASAP.
I mixed my sports metaphors there, but you guys know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I was here for the ride. Let me know about it.
Oh, my God. So, I think that's it for Apostle for me.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good. Watch it. It's good and brutal.
It is good and brutal.
A little long, but good and brutal.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed, probably.
You won't. And you know what? It's okay to hit pause and go back to it.
Oh, yeah. Take a break.
Make it a mini series, you know? Pause it every 45 minutes and go back to it. Do it three times, you know?
Yeah,
you're done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, as we mentioned on our last episode, we are having Listener Request Month soon.
So soon.
Very, very soon. After this week, episode airs, we have one more, and then all of a sudden it's listener requests month. So this week will be our last week that we're taking requests. We after I complained about no one making requests, we got a lot of requests, which is great. I don't know if we'll get to all of them.
We're gonna do our best.
I mean, maybe we'll do 2 months, maybe we'll throw the rest of the requests towards the end of the year. I don't know yet. We'll figure it out.
Keep them in our back pocket.
We'll get to all of them eventually in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
I'm going to give priority to people who call in. I'm just going to do it because you're making the extra effort, although I do appreciate the emails we've gotten as well. So if you want to request a movie, what is that line, Carly, that they call to request?
You're going
to
give us a call at 323-657-3910. It's our listener request line.
That's our listener request line. You leave a message there with your name, the movie you're requesting, why you're requesting it. And as long as it's one we haven't done before, and we'll do it. I mean, we're not even doing just horror movies. I know we've gotten a couple of requests for movies that aren't horror at all, which is kind of cool and exciting. You know, we watch other things. We don't just watch horror stuffs. So it's cool to watch other things every once in a while. Yeah, if you're not sure if we've covered a movie that you want to request yet, you can go on Letterboxd, LetterboxD.com, and find me on there. My username is awiki, A-W-I-K-I. You can find a list on there on my page with all of the episodes we've done so far, and you can follow me on there as well. I'll follow you back. It'll be fun.
Me too. I follow everybody that follows me.
What's your name on there, Carly? Do you remember?
I think it's Carly Michelle.
It's probably Carly Michelle.
That sounds right.
It's always Carly Michelle.
It's true.
With one L.
With one L, because Sharks Are Forever is usually too long.
Yeah.
Except for on Instagram.
So go on there. Request a movie. I'm really excited for Listener Request Month. I love Listener Request Month.
Same, because we don't have to think about anything. We just have to sit down and watch a movie and then talk about it.
Totally. And they don't have to be streaming. They just have to be relatively easy to find.
Yes, so please.
Go for it. Get your requests in. And if you're overseas, out of the country, out of America, and you would like to request and you don't want to call an American line, that is 100% understandable. Yeah. You can also email us, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com, and request there.
Yep.
We've also received quite a few of those.
Yeah.
All right. So that's it. You have one more week to get your shiz in. What are we doing next week, Carly?
Next week, we are going to be watching Coherence, which you can watch on Prime Video and also Hulu. And then we, surprise, surprise, popular from our, was it year-end episode?
Mm-hmm.
Cam, which is streaming on Netflix.
Yeah, a lot of people like that movie.
Yeah. I'm excited.
So, have you seen Coherence?
Have not. I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't think I did, but then I was reading the summary and I was like, oh yeah, I have seen that.
All right, I'm going to look it up. So I'll give you an answer in a second.
Yeah. Some doppelganger movies for us next week. It'll be fun. They're both worth watching, I think. Sometimes we do movies that aren't worth watching. Next week, I think, will be a good one.
I'm into it. I'm excited to talk about something.
Word. All
right. I don't think I've seen this, Coherence, by the way.
Okay.
Although the picture does look familiar.
Yeah, it pops up a lot.
Well, we'll see.
Especially on Prime Video. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
All right. So did you have anything you wanted to talk about? Any movies you're seeing, TV shows you're watching, books you're reading, anything new from last week?
Almost done with Pet Sematary, so that's fun. I don't even know.
Are you going to jump into The Discovery of Witches when you're done?
Yes.
And then we can chat about it.
Queued up and ready to go.
Nice.
I'm very excited about it.
Cool.
What about you?
I am not doing anything different. Still watching House in my spare time.
Nice.
And still listening to The Discovery of Witches. I tried watching the new show, The Discovery of Witches, mm-hmm. which is on Shudder, and not as into it as the book. It's not really the same.
Mm.
It's very different.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. Maybe when I'm done with the book, I'll go go back and try again. I find the book more interesting than the show. The show is not really holding my attention the way I was thinking it would.
You know what I am excited to watch, actually? Hmm. Did you ever listen to Serial?
Yes. Okay. I loved Serial.
Yeah. So HBO is now doing like a 4-part miniseries about the Adnan Syed. Syed. Yeah. Case.
Yeah. Oh.
It's, you know, like true crime because that's all the rage right now.
I think I heard about that.
So,
yeah, you know,
the first episode was on Sunday, and then I think it's just going to be for the rest of the month. Very excited.
I just want to hear about different cases. I feel like I keep hearing about the same ones.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. You know, there was this thing that happened in San Diego not that long ago. I want to say it was like maybe 10 years. I guess it was a long time ago. Maybe it was like 10 years ago. There was a murder that happened here that I thought was the strangest thing I'd ever heard of. And they ended up like saying it was a suicide, but it really did not seem like a suicide at all. Mm-hmm. There were like things written on the wall. The woman that hung herself was naked. Whoa. And bound her hands and feet and somehow hung herself.
Whoa.
Like none of it made any sense. And not to like sensationalize this murder because it's really heartbreaking what happened, but I know that the family of the woman that died is like saying that there was foul play, and it's a very rich family. Sure. And there was like, I don't know, there's like a whole like push and pull here where like the cops are insisting it was like a suicide, but really nothing points to it being a suicide.
Right.
And I was really hoping that they might do a Serial on that, but they're not doing it, but I still hold out hope that at some point some true crime person will like get really into the story, because it's one of those things that like, I don't know, it's been in the back of my head since it happened.
Yeah.
And I was and I don't get into true crime. Like, I'm just not that person. But when this happened, I was reading the newspaper. I was reading every single article I could find on it because I was obsessed with it. Because it seemed so bonkers to me that they were insisting it was a suicide. Just, like, there was a kid that died and the woman killed herself. And, like, none of the things that, like, happened, like, were adding up to suicide. It's like, I remember the thing written on the wall. I think it said like, she couldn't save him. Can you save her?
Whoa.
Or something really creepy like that.
That's crazy.
And again, what person, especially a woman, kills themselves by hanging themselves naked with their hands and feet tied? Like, how do you even do that? How do you even accomplish tying both your hands and then both your feet and then hanging yourself? Like, that doesn't seem possible.
No, that's really wild. That would be really interesting. Has anybody ever done like a thing on it? Like,
no.
To your knowledge, I guess.
To my knowledge, no. I mean, you can find articles and stuff about it online.
That's interesting. But I'd listen to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really interesting case, and all the details are really interesting. And it's to me mind-boggling that it's not bigger than it is.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
I'm still obsessed. Like, I still think about it way too often. And like I said, I'm not a true crime person. Like, I know there's people out there that like love listening to this stuff and like reading about this stuff. And I personally don't do it. Not that I think there's anything wrong with it. It's just like, it's not something that I obsess over usually.
It's not for everybody.
But this one case just like hit me, you know, like where I was just like, I wanted to figure it out. Like, it's a puzzle or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I just talked a lot.
No,
but that was one I remember when, after they finished the Adnan Syed Serial, they were like asking viewers to write in with other stories that they wanted like developed more through that platform.
Yeah.
And I thought she did such a good job of like really going and digging into the details and interviewing that I thought that would be a really good case. And I remember even writing in and suggesting it. I wish someone would.
That's so awesome.
I'm not that person, but I wish someone would.
Yeah. That's really cool. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if it's cool, it's sad, but
I mean, it's interesting.
It's really interesting. Like,
It would be an interesting listen, I feel like. It sounds like, anyway.
I think it happened in Del Mar. The Spreckles Mansion in Coronado. Yes. If you're interested in reading about it. It occurred in the Spreckles Mansion, Spreckels Mansion, in Coronado, California, which is right in, basically in San Diego. This is San Francisco. It's not correct. Don't go to the Wikipedia page because it says it happened in fucking San Francisco.
I don't know, because I see Spreckles Mansion in Coronado for sale again, but it's like San Diego.
NBC, I mean, Coronado San is San Diego.
Yeah.
And it was in the San Diego newspapers like crazy. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's some crazy shit, man.
I'm going to read about this. I'm not going to lie.
You should.
And then we'll talk about it.
I mean, because it is crazy strange to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's San Diego, not San Francisco. I think that page was just wrong. I'm like, we have all the Spreckles stuff here. Like, I don't know. And the family is just like, they're all in the pharmaceutical business. Like, it's like really rich family. So, like, if they wanted to bury things, I mean, this is the type of family that could bury things.
Right.
Not saying they did. I don't want to, like, get in trouble, like, with the law or something. It's just interesting. That's all I'm saying.
Very interesting.
No one sue me, please. I don't have any money.
You'll get nothing.
All right.
Cool.
I just made myself depressed, but I'm going to go to bed now.
And good night.
And good night. All right. Yeah. Read about that and we can talk about it later.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, that's all it. Right.
That's it for me.
That's all we got.
Okay. Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, nailed it.
We are so bad at
nailed
pies.
It. All right, bye.